Breaking news, producer inflation skyrockets. European central banks increase rates for the first time in a long time. And President Trump orders airstrikes on Iran. So how is all that going to affect mortgage rates today? Well, if you're a home buyer, you're a homeowner, realtor, or loan officer, my goal is to explain to you guys what that effect is going to have on these today and the whys behind it. So folks, my name is Dan Friel. I'm a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. If you're out there looking for a mortgage, I'd love to help you out. My slogan's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How? Why? I'll give you that all at the end of this video. You're here for these. So let's get to it. So we got two big pieces of information that came out today, folks. Right through here, we got producer or wholesale prices up 1.1%. They were expecting this to come in about 0.7, so much higher than expected. Then over through here, we got oil. The oil prices jumped above $90 a barrel because of the Iranian strikes. So how's all this going to affect mortgage rates? Well, the first thing I like to do is, if you follow me each day, is we'd like to start with the chart. So if we go to the mortgage bond section, this is all you need to know. This is what I follow as a mortgage advisor. That number up through there. If it's green, that's good news. That means mortgage rates are going to get better. As long as it's 10 or more, rates should come down a little bit. So that's what we're seeing in the bond market right now. This is a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. That's all you have to understand, is that number up through there. So let's look at a two-day chart, because I'm going to show you something interesting. Here's my two-day chart of this. So why we look at this is going to give us the direction of where mortgage rates go. But here's an interesting thing. Every once in a while, you'll see this right through here. Where the market ends, it ended yesterday and it was right down through here, but then it opened all the way up through here. So what we call this is, that's actually called a gap. Many times the gap fills. Well, we don't want it to fill today, so it tried to fill. It got all the way back down to here, but we're starting to rally back once again. So we're up 12. I'm going to show you what this does at the end of this video, because this is basically what's going to determine where mortgage rates go. So what makes this thing move? Well, let's get to the economic news that we have for today. So the biggest news this week is the inflation numbers that are coming in. We got consumer inflation yesterday. We got producer inflation today, and we also had a jobs reading report on the unemployment claims. Well, next week, we have the Federal Reserve meeting. It's the Federal Reserve, Warsh. It's his first meeting as the chairman. So then he's going to come out, and they're most likely going to, I'll give you a spoiler alert, they're not going to do anything at this meeting. But then what he's going to do is he's going to come out and stand in front of the media and start answering questions. That's when it gets exciting, and that's when the markets really start to move. So we're going to have a live event on our new studio that day, so join us then. But let's go over the inflation numbers we got this week, especially today, and also those jobs numbers to see where mortgage rates are going to go from here. So on Thursday, here's what we started with. We started with the producer inflation. That's the PPI. We got two numbers here. We got the normal PPI number, and then we got what's called the core. That strips out or takes out the energy piece of this. So let's look at these numbers. Right through here, if you look at the PPI month over month, the last reading was 1.1. Actually, this was 1.4. It was revised down to 1.1. They thought it would go down to 0.7. And I'm like, I don't see that happening. And it stayed steady at 1.1 where it previously was. But it didn't come down as the analysts expected. But at least we stayed steady. I'll give that a thumbs up. But then when you go up to the core PPI, this strips out the energy, the oil costs. The number went from 0.7. They thought it would drop a little bit. I thought they were crazy. To 0.5, it dropped even more. It dropped to 0.4. So when you look at this, this is saying, well, if we stripped out food and energy, inflation's going up, but at a much lower pace than what it was. So if we look back at yesterday's number, when we got the consumer numbers, these numbers are pretty darn good as well. The CPI year over year, this is what mainstream media looks at, it was 3.8. It jumped up to 4.2. That could have been much higher than that as well, but it was a May number. And remember, in April, we had those $120 barrels of oil, and then in May, it started coming down from there. So that's what really helped here. Then you look at the core inflation year over year. It went from 2.8 to 2.9. It went up one tick. But then if you start looking month over month, let's see where those went. The month over month with the CPI was at 6, and it went down to 0.5. Then if you look at the core month over month, it went from 0.4 to 2 in half. So in retrospect, you look at all this stuff, when you look at the core and the main numbers, it's saying if we extract out energy, oil, this number's pretty stagnant. Yeah, it's still going up, but it's a much lower pace than it's been. So let's get over to see what the culprit is today, and it's going to be oil. So oil is up 20 cents, much less than I thought. If you first thought, okay, we're going to bomb Iran and all this stuff's going to happen, you'd think oil would jump back up to $120 a barrel. That's the good news. It's staying sticky at $90 a barrel. So this is actually good news for the markets. So if we look over to the markets, here's what we're going to get. We got the Dow Jones, we got the S&P and the NASDAQ all up. Look at the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ both up over 200 points. They got hammered yesterday. We got oil up, but it's only up 13 cents. And this is helping the bond market because inflation numbers coming in today are looking pretty darn good. So you see the U.S. Treasury dropping as well. I'm hoping that gets down to 4.5 because that's going to be our floor. And then hopefully we drop below there. So that's what we're seeing across through there. Let's check it out with crypto. This is a Cinderella story, folks. We got all the equity markets up. We got crypto up. We got oil basically flat. And we got rates coming down as well. So now let's get over to this. What would you do if you were the Fed? Well, here's the numbers I look at. I control that rate over there, the federal funds rate, which today is 3.5 to 3.75. There's a little bit of a gap there. Remember that number, because when I give you my expectations of where rates are going to go from here, that number is going to play a key role. But the Federal Reserve looks at two things. They look at the inflation numbers. They look at the PCE. But this week, we got the CPI and the PPI. That gives us a beat on where inflation's going. And then we also got the unemployment numbers. The employment numbers, well, unemployment, anything below 5 is full employment. So unemployment rate at 4.3, giving that a thumbs up. So if you're looking in these inflationary numbers, inflation's going to come in a little bit higher than expected, but it's going to start flattening out as soon as oil gets the Iranian situation gets over and oil starts its descent. So now let's get over to what's the Federal Reserve going to do at their next meeting? But before we go there, let me go to my section where I want to advise our clients on what they should be doing at this time. So if you're looking to buy right now, continue looking. Hopefully you got pre-approved by us, and hopefully you got pre-approved at a rate at maybe like 7%. The reason being is, well, a month ago, rates were at 6%. Now, or 2 months ago, now they're at 6.5%. So make sure you can afford that house payment at a little bit higher rate. And so if rates do pop, you can still afford that payment. And if they stay where they are, or even drop a little bit, make that house a little more affordable for you. So anybody putting a house under contract right now, I'm locking in because we can't afford one day for rates to go up 1/8 of a percent or maybe even 1/4%. But if you're looking to refinance, or maybe you're looking to build or buy down the road, what should you be doing? Well, first off, subscribe over there. So every time I post a video, watch about 5, 6, 7 minutes, and you're going to get all the relevant news you need to know about what's going on with mortgage rates. But I'm advising my clients, if you're looking to refinance, if you're looking at a debt consolidation, you're buried in debt, well, reach out to us. We'd love to help you right now. But if you're looking for a rate and term refinance, well, put your information into our website, and I'll get to that in a second, and we'll track rates for you. We're going to track rates. We're also going to track those payments for you. But if you're looking to build or buy down the road, please just get pre-approved, like I said, monitor rates, and I think you're going to be in a pretty good position, but you're going to monitor oil, because when it starts its descent, that's going to be your time to really get things cooking at that point. So those are my recommendations right now. So if you want some help with some of these things, let's go to my Stand store. These are a bunch of tools we have for homeowners and home buyers out there, even if you're a realtor or loan officer. Check it out. We got tools like mortgage payment apps. This is going to tell you what your actual mortgage payment is. You're probably going to say, Dan, there's tons of these out there. Yeah, there's nothing like this. This is going to break it down to actually the penny of what your payment's going to be. You can even link into our website and actually find out what your actual mortgage rate would be. No, not one of those things out there that says, okay, this is your range. This is your actual rate. And if you like it, you're going to hit the button. You'll reach out to sales and we'll lock in and get the process moving. If you're looking to see how much you can qualify for, check out this tool right there here, the True Mortgage Buyer Qualify. It scans all the programs we have and narrows it down to the best 3 programs for you and your family. If you're looking to refinance, check out the refinance tool. This is actually going to answer that question. Does it make sense to refinance my mortgage to pay off all this debt? Well, this is going to help use AI to help you make that decision. But let's go to my website. If you're out there and you're a homeowner, home buyer, how do you find me and what do I do? Well, my name is Dan Friel. Like I said, I'm a nationwide mortgage loan officer licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Our slogan here is this. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Why and how? Well, why is if you're watching this video, you're probably trying to look to buy or refinance. And then if you want to get some rate quotes, you've been told, okay, remember, get 3, 5 different quotes. Well, you can do that and put it in over there and over there and over there and over there. They'll pull your credit, ruin your credit, get back with you, and you're probably not going to know what they're talking about anyways. Why don't you use me and my team? We can use one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, the bank I work at, we're set up with about 38 lenders. I can use their programs and their rates. So check it out. It can avoid avoid all that rate shopping for you and all that confusion and ruining your credit. So use our services. We'd love to help you out. I've been doing this for almost 40 years, and I'd love for you to take advantage of those services that we offer. But last, let's get over to where the bond market is ending for today. So we got the bond market up 14 ticks. That is good news for mortgage rates. That means they're going to come down just a little bit. Where are they going to get to? They might get to about 6.05, but with only about 10, 11 ticks of the green, that's about as far as that's going to go. So we're going to see mortgage rates. They'll be steady to maybe a little bit lower. But if you want to track these things, and if you're a homeowner, make sure you put your information in that RateWatch 2.2 tool we have. But if you want to track these things, go to our website, therateupdate.com. And hit mortgage rates, and you're going to get access to this tool right through here. It's going to give you all the mortgage products out there. It's going to give you breaking news like right through here. It's also going to go down through here and give you the tracking of the MBS market, that chart that we follow each day. It's going to give you that information here, as well as the 10-year treasury. It's going to give you the highlight of information for the day, and then a bunch of information down here, concluding with the predictions market of what's Federal Reserve is going to do next week. Well, there's a 98 to 99% chance they're not going to do anything, and that's what we're predicting. So that's it for today, folks. So if you're watching this video, you're a homeowner, home buyer, realtor, loan officer, maybe now you understand a little bit more about what the heck's going on with those and the whys behind it. Thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. And if you're out there looking to buy, refinance, or just kick the tires, we'd love to help you out and at least help navigate the numbers for you. So God bless. Take care. And I'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.